Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. We hope that you're doing well. We're pleased to be able to bring you another episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh, and we're thankful that you decided to join us today. Before we get to this week's episode, I'd like to remind you that if you like what you hear, please go to Apple Podcasts and rate our podcast and leave us a comment or two. Now, without further delay, let's get it rolling. I'd like to introduce my partner, who is a connoisseur of all things cultural. He's my partner, podcast crime, Reg. What is the deal, player?
Fresh, I hadn't seen you since the last time I saw you, brother. What's happening with you?
Man, it's all good, man. You know, we just trying to keep this train rolling, man. You know, string together, you know, some good shit that people love to hear. Trying to get the people what they need.
For the people. In their life. For the culture.
For the peoples. And for the culture, man. There our culture. Our culture versus the vultures.
There it is.
That's what it is, man. So what we got up for today, man?
Something that you came up with, actually. I was surprised to hear you on this top 10. And so, you know, it shows a little softer side.
Yeah, because, you know, love Fresh. Don't live here anymore.
It is, you know. Love what's love management. Got to do with it?
You know what I'm saying? Hey, all the love. But hey, but man, since it's Valentine's Day, man, I figured that we would go ahead and put our spin on Valentine's Day like we normally do. For people that have forgotten, we do our top 10 episodes to accentuate the culture, to spark debate, and ultimately preserve the culture. Because if you're talking about it, if you're debating it, if it evokes emotion, then that means that you care about it. So it means that you'll do what you can to protect it and preserve it, right?
Squall.
Right. So listen to the preview episode from 2018 if you don't know the meaning behind the squall thing. But yo, we're going to go ahead and get this thing going, man. Top 10 love/romance songs. You with it?
I'm with it.
All right, man. So let's talk about criteria, man. What's your criteria for this joint?
All right. So criteria for me was, these are songs that pretty much don't necessarily have to be at a slow tempo or up tempo. Like, when you think of love songs, you think of maybe something that's slow. So it could be somewhat up tempo, not necessarily slow, but okay. It has to really set a mood for me.
Okay.
Now, as you say, love/romance or romance, right, would make you think that it's a mood song.
So if I put Freaking You by Jodeci on my list, then I'm inbounds.
You're inbounds, sir. You are inbounds if you do. Of course, it has to have some good content in the song, and with any of these top tens with us, or at least with me, it has to be something that I really like. And I don't care who says what. It's just got to be something like one of my favorites. You will find in this list for me that there's a lot of old school stuff as well. So depending on your age, if you're listening, you know, you're going to have to dig in the crates or YouTube or Google something for some of these songs I have on my list today.
Okay.
And I think another thing that these are songs on my list that I would not turn from. You ever have that song that comes on the radio or whatever, and you just listen to it, or just comes up in Pandora or whatever, and you play it through no matter what? So
yeah,
it's these are songs that I had to be honest with myself that when I hear it, I hear the entire song and I enjoy the entire song even today. So that's what I was thinking about. What's your layout?
My criteria, man, is, I don't want to say it's complex, but there's a couple of different layers to it. Obviously, it's personal and it's subjective, first of all. So, because you know how motherfuckers do, man. They'll say like, oh, you should have put this, you should have put that, you should have put that. Da, 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 da. Yeah. You know, that could be true as well, but this is purely subjective, man. We're doing this out of, you know, just you know, personal admiration for, you know, music culture, black music culture as a whole. So, so that's the first part. I mean, it's personal, it's subjective, you know, don't mean to slight anybody, any of your favorite artists, or say that these songs are better than any songs that anybody else could put out there. You know, even though I normally say, man, fuck your list is trash.
Right, I'm about to say, damn.
But I'm about to say this, which is probably going to trip you out. I'm probably going to like a lot of the shit that you put on your list. Because, you know, my ladies and gentlemen, right. Man, it's 2020, it's, man, 2020. I'm turning over a new leaf, man. But, yeah. But like I said, I love black music so much, man. I mean, that I find it really hard to believe that even if we have two totally different lists, that I'm not going to like your list.
I was thinking the same thing because this was probably one of the hardest,
man,
top 10. Because love song,
man, you think about, you love just romance. Anything, right. Like, I mean, depending on what your definition of romance is, I mean, you could have been, like I said, your romance could be freaking you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It really could be that. So that's again, it's personal, it's subjective. The second layer is that I wanted to use some contemporary stuff if I really felt it. I didn't want to say, okay, yeah, you know, fuck what these new kids are doing or any of that shit. You know, I didn't want to be that dude. I didn't want to be the get off my lawn old dude. So I wanted to kind of include something, if I could find it, if I really felt like that it really moved me. I didn't want to just like totally shit on the new school, but I also didn't want to totally shit on like the real old school stuff that may have been made before I was really old enough to be in love or to think about love, but yet when it entered my you know, cultural awareness, that I started to like the stuff, whether it be, you know, through my family or just, you know, old school radio or whatever.
Right.
So I wanted to be as complete as I possibly could in regards to, you know, making a list of, you know, of artists and songs that, you know, I didn't want to say, okay, I need one from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, but I wanted to be sure that I wasn't heavily slated. And I tried, man. You know what I'm saying? I really just tried to.
Yeah.
You know, I moved some stuff out my top 10 because I'm like, okay, I have a lot of this error, but I'll probably still mention them in honorable mention and shit like that. So, you know.
I feel you, man. Yeah. This was a tough list. And with other top 10s that we did, I would say, damn, I forgot about that. But once again, it's like when this topic came up, I immediately wrote down the ones that I knew. So usually the things that come to mind firstly is probably what's going to stick. And I would probably say 80% of what I initially wrote down stuck to my top 10. And so, I mean, yeah, that's just usually how it works with me.
Well, that's good, man, because like I said, I mean, it's all about the love, man. A day that people talk about love and togetherness and happiness and, you know, we hope there's a lot of black people out there that are loving other black people. And so, you know, we want to just, you know, this is going to be one show that is just really all about the love of everything black, you know, each other, culture, music, whatever. So with that being said, man, you want me to go first or you want me to?
Nah,
how you want to do it? How you want to do it? You want to go 10? You want to go honorable mention in 10, 10 to 1?
We do it how we, yeah, how that's we, how we been doing it, man.
All right, then. So you want me to go first?
Sure.
All right, well, check it out, man. My honorable mention, it's a long ass list because I didn't want to have a bunch of ties. And I know you got a bunch of fucking ties.
Yeah, I got some ties. My 10 is really like 18.
That's how you do. So I got my honorable mentions kind of ranked going backwards, you know. So I guess I kind of went out to 20 or whatever. But we're going to start at the bottom of my honorable mentions. And the first honorable mention, and I'm not going to give a description, I'm just going to tell you what they are.
Yeah.
The first one is Love Calls by Kim.
Okay.
All right. The next one is All This Love by The Bonners.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
The next one is This Masquerade by George Benson. It's a lot of lot of young folks like,
dude.
I know, right? This is dope, right? I'm telling you. But anyway, the next one is Neither One of Us by Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Okay.
The next one is Make It Last Forever by Keith Sweat. Yeah, man. So, Jackie McGee is the young lady that sings.
Yes, she lived in Spartanburg for some time.
The next one is No Ordinary Love by Sade.
Okay, okay.
All right. The next one is Close the Door by Teddy P.
Okay.
The next one is Just to Be Close to You by the Commodores.
That's a throwback.
Yep. The next one is Secret Garden by Quincy Jones. Why you laughing?
Nah, dude, that's like, I think my dad played that song like every day when that Quincy Jones album came out. It's like, I don't know, it rings in my head.
Right.
Yeah.
And this one right here, my last honorable mention, which is just outside of the top 10, I really could have put it in the top 10, is Love Ballad by LTD.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So, and just so everybody knows, and I'll mention it again, once we're getting close to the end of the show, we're going to compile these in a playlist, and I'll figure out how to like either put like an Amazon playlist or Apple Music playlist together, so people can check that out, or maybe even a Spotify playlist or something like that that I can put together, so people can access it and you know have you a list you know for tomorrow when you're trying to finesse your boo, you know what I'm saying?
Finesse.
Yeah, for real. So
I love it.
That's my honorable mention, man. Like I said, I don't want to take too much time on honorable mentions, but
two of your honorable mentions are in my top 10, by the way. So.
Okay.
Yes, so much respect there. I told you I had a few, and I don't have as many as you, but again, any of your honorable mentions that you just mentioned really could have been mine, too. It's not too many of these songs that I don't like, but I will say mine in no particular order. Lose Control by Silk.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that one. Man.
Lose Control, yeah. That shit, man. Candlelight and You. Keith Washington and Shantae Moore. Shantae Moore is one of my favorite artists.
Damn. You know what, man? You know what really made me like Lose Control? When they did that shit live on BET.
Damn. I ain't see that.
You can go on YouTube. That shit was. That's the first time I heard it, and I was like, "Man, these dudes can sing,
dude."
Silk, shout out to Silk, man.
That whole vibe. Anytime, anyplace, Janet Jackson.
No. I mean, I like the vibe of it. I like the vibe, but I just
the message, though, bro.
I got it. But you know, we've already had the song of top 10. Female singers that can't sing. Yeah. And Janet was on there, so. But all positivity today, people. Yes. All positivity today.
Send For Me by Atlantic Star.
Yes.
Send For Me.
Put a message in a bottle, baby.
Yep. With You by Tony Terry.
Okay.
That was pretty smooth. Love Taking Over, Shantae Moore.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of my favorite artists, Erykah Badu. Other side of the game.
I knew you was gonna have that on there.
I can't believe that I really didn't have it in there, but I she just didn't make the top 10 for me.
Right.
The top 18, because I have several. And then two more, Share My Life, Kim, and Faith, man. Faith Evans. As soon as I get home.
Yeah, I knew you was that whole album was sick.
Like 1995 or something like that. So those are the ones that I would want to mention.
This is gonna be a hot ass playlist, bro.
Dude, I mean, it's about to be wet.
Yeah, for real.
Just saying.
Yeah, that's what it is.
About to be wet.
So that's it.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. So we're gonna start off with my number 10, man. And there is, you know, I normally don't like to do ties and shit.
Yeah.
But there is a tie on this one, man. So
shit, you did ties on hip hop stuff.
That's hip hop. Yeah. I'm just saying, that's hip hop. But we're gonna do number 10, 10A or B or C, put them in any order, is going to be We Could Have Been. It's her featuring Bryson Tiller. I actually like the other, I like the remix that she did with the other guy.
Yeah, that's a cool song.
Yeah.
It's out, what, it's out now, right?
Yeah, it's, yeah. I mean, it's recent. But the, there's another version that has, I can't remember the young man's name. It's Tone something. Tone Stith. Or either Tony Stith. Tone Stith or Tone Stith. Tony Stitt. But anyway, I think he has a little bit better voice than Bryson Tiller. It's a little bit purer voice, but nonetheless, I mean, it's still hot. Both versions are hot, but that's kind of like my new school
right.
joint that I said I wanted to touch on.
Okay.
The next one is Superstar by Usher.
Superstar.
Mm-hmm. So, basically where he makes the metaphor about, you know, his girl being his superstar.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I had to think about that.
Yeah. So
what album?
I think it's on Confessions, man.
Oh okay, yeah. Confessions was tight.
Right. So that's the second one, and the third one, and the final one for my number 10 is "Spend My Life with You," Eric Benet.
Oh yeah.
I think it was Tamia that did
that.
Yes. Female vocal. So
that was tight.
Yeah, so that's a pretty stout start, man. That's a pretty good start.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not mad at that. I would say that I didn't have much new school, but there are some artists. I mean, speaking of, you know, of her, and it's been circulating, but you know, her was on Povich? No, was it not Jerry Springer, but the other guy, Maury.
Maury,
yeah. What? She was on there as a child, as a rising superstar. Like she was playing a piano and drums and stuff.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, but she's talented, man. I like to see
very talented.
I like to see her live. My number 10.
How many you
was
got?
A tie?
How many you got?
Is I have two. My ties are twos. The ones I have. Jodeci, Come and Talk to Me.
Okay.
My favorite Jodeci song. Sort of came out at a time I was breaking away from home, going to college, and that album was just, you know, was just incredible. And that song is just amazing to me. Tied with Keith Sweat, Make It Last Forever.
Okay.
And I think those are sort of same genre type of vibes or what have you. Two songs that I just cannot turn away.
Right.
When they're on.
Right.
But, and Keith Sweat, I would say if I had to, from top to finish, an album that sort of had a good vibe for me that sort of fits into that Keith Sweat album, man, it's just the Make It Last Forever album was tight.
Right. It was pretty good, man. It was pretty good. I do have Come and Talk to Me on my list. It's a little bit higher than 10.
Okay.
So
good.
I'll kind of gloss over it when we get there. But my number 9, there is no tie. It's just one song. Standing Alone at number 9 is Can You Stand the Rain by New Edition.
Okay.
And, you know, that came off of the Any Heartbreak album, man, where it was their most mature album at that particular time,
because that's when entered Johnny Gill, right?
Yeah, Johnny Gill and Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Okay,
so you know it was you know their most, you know, mature album at the time, and it hit hard, man. And that particular song, real dope.
That song is
classic.
Timeless.
It still goes off. It still goes off.
It's
right
timeless.
Now. Right.
I don't like how K. Michelle sort of mess with it a little bit. I think she has something out now that has, she didn't remake it, but she sort of turned it, but nonetheless, it's a timeless song, man.
Right. What you got?
My number 9 is a tie again. One of my favorite artists, Stevie Wonder, Ribbon in the Sky.
Mm-hmm.
Came out in 1982, and Intro did, I thought,
a great job, dude.
Yeah. Like 93-ish, I think 1993.
Yeah.
That Ribbon in the Sky that they did was great too.
It's probably one of the better remakes.
Yeah, and they had a video with him.
Rest in peace, out. Kenny Green.
Yeah. Yeah, they lost a member, but their video for that song, for intro song, featured Stevie at the beginning. I thought that was cool. But Ribbon and Sky.
They did, not to cut you off, man, but shit, intro did that Come Inside joint.
Dude, Come Inside could really be in the top 10.
Yeah.
It should be an honorable mention for me.
Matter of fact, I'm going to put that on there, man.
Yeah.
So, addition to my honorable mention, Come Inside, my intro.
That intro album really was tight.
It was tight.
Had a few, that 90s sound, up-tempo stuff, but the slow stuff was tight.
It was real dope. So we're going to add that on there. But anyway.
And the tie is LTD Love Ballad, that you had in your honorable mention.
Okay.
The voice of Jeffrey Osborne.
Right.
And how that song's just sort of transitioned into what we have is just more than they. And, I'm not a singer, but, how it rolled for the last minute and a half, two minutes of that song was just, I don't know. I mean, that song is like 1976.
Yeah.
So, it's something I've always heard, and it's just one of those songs you sing in the car when you were young.
Just think about it, man. The song is 44 years old.
Right.
The song is 44 years old, and it shit goes off.
What a different. I mean, that shit was tight.
Dude. Yeah. It is tight. All right. So number eight for me is probably one of the most timeless songs that I don't think people really give credit to, and that's "Loving You" by Minnie Riperton.
Okay.
I mean, the vocal performance alone is just ridiculous, man. Yes. So, and then when you listen to the words, it is definitely a love song. So if you're not up on that, Minnie Riperton, R.I.P. Minnie, her daughter's on Saturday Night Live.
Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, Maya Rudolph is her daughter. Funny as shit.
Yeah, she's hilarious.
So, "Loving You," Minnie Riperton, number eight.
Yes, indeed. That's a good selection there, man. My number eight was, I got some people that can really blow. Donnie Hathaway, man.
A song for you.
"I Love You." A song for you could very well be a tie for that. Mm-hmm. But the song that is "I Love You More Than You Ever Know."
Okay.
To me, stands out more. I think a song for you is a song that a lot of people try to emulate, like sing on, American Idols or what have you. And that's fine. That's a great song as well. But "I Love You More Than You Ever Know." I mean, it came out when I was born, dude, 73.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about with Love Ballad in 76. And RIP to him as well. He went through some issues, but, dude, I think probably one of the top five voices ever. Donny Hathaway.
And, shout out to his daughter, too, man.
Layla is no joke, too.
Layla. Singing two chords at one time.
She carries the torch well.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's a hell of a legacy that he left us, man. That's
And one thing with Donnie, with this song and with songs that in that genre was, it's almost like, baby, I just lost my job, but, I still love you. It's like an unconditional thing, salute to his woman. And it's something that I've grown to respect singers and artists of that day, back when 60s 70s, that they really paid respect and homage to their lady, and vice versa.
It was more honest, man. I won't even say that, because honest R&B today, they don't have a problem with being honest, even if there's a little bit of crudeness to it. So I won't say it's more honest, because I guess if you really think about it, the honesty really lies in today's R&B, because they're saying what people really think.
Instead of
beating around the bush with it.
Sign of the times.
Right. Yeah. But man, I'm surprised you didn't put on there and you may have this on there, but another, and I believe this was Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack, "Closer I Get to You."
Yeah, that was a good song too. That was a great song.
Donnie made some hits, bro.
Donnie was He was that dude, man.
And then, like I said, you know, everybody seeing This Christmas when the Christmas came out.
Household favorite.
Thank you for leaving us with that, Donny Hathaway. And like I said, shout out to his daughter, man, because she's definitely
she's a legend.
People be sleeping on Linda Hathaway, dude, and I have no idea why. She's like super duper 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 dope, man.
Yep.
So, but anyway, man, we're gonna keep it moving. That's your number eight.
That was eight. Yeah.
All right, number seven for me is going to be I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest, man. This isn't a song that I am super duper crazy about, but the reason why I put it so high is because of its cultural relevance. It was like a monster hit.
Indeed.
It was around that time when they made, you know, End of the Road and all that other stuff too. So
all that shit was hit.
I mean, it was very, very culturally relevant, and it was a beautiful song. So, you know, I had to put it in there. It's not something that I'll be like, oh, I gotta hear. You know, I'll make love. That's not something. It's not that type of song for me. But as far as its stature within most people in Black culture, I figure around the bottom of the top 10 is probably where it needs to go.
Okay. I mean, definitely probably the hottest selling R&B groups that we know. Maybe as far as record sales as well. But, you know, the sound of Wanye's sound and, they're hard to not really have in the mix of love songs, to be honest. My number seven, was that it?
Yeah, that was it.
All right, my seven is a tie.
Of course.
And I slipped in one that I had honorable mention. I just had to bump. Regina Bell, man. Regina Bell, Baby Come to Me. I don't know if you remember that. Baby Come to Me.
Yeah, I got it.
Gotta have you. Dude, I don't know what it is. There's one of those songs at the time, I think it was like late 80s that song was in. And it's just one of those songs that just still just resonate. And if you've watched the video, it's very compelling to see her sing that song. But I've always just really loved that song. Regina Bell, I think, is one of the most underrated singers.
There's a lot
of underrated singers out there. But I think she came in an era where Whitney Houston.
Right. There was a lot of stuff popping. Because, you know, her problem was that she was soul and not pop. Because Whitney Houston was pop.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So Clyde made her pop.
Right.
And I mean, you know, Regina Bell could have done those types of things,
right,
too.
Regina Bell, Mickey Howard, that whole genre.
They were soul.
Great singers.
Right.
But that song, I just had to, and I love that song personally.
I like this shit, too.
But it's tied with Whitney Houston. To me, her first release, and to me, today, her favorite song, You Give Good Love.
Yeah, this is
my favorite Whitney Houston song. I love that song. It really could be higher for me on this list, but I had some other things.
That's probably one of her least pop songs.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, I fuck with that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that song was produced by Kashif. Rest in peace. Kashif was a nice producer, man, that had some good songs in that era as well.
Right.
A lot of artists. But those are my two sevens.
All right, man. Number six for me. I got a tie for number six.
All right.
And this is where the Come and Talk to Me by Jodeci comes in. That's one. That's A, 6A. And Let's Stay Together by Al Green.
Okay.
So, Let's Stay Together is, I mean, when the president sings your song, you know what I'm saying? You remember when Barack was trying to sing that?
Yeah, it was so.
I mean, so.
He hit it good, he did it too, man.
But
I forgot about that song.
But when you talk about, again, it's not one of my all-time favorites per se. I don't just go looking to play that song, but again, the cultural relevance of the song, because it's played, you know, when I used to DJ and everything, used to do all these weddings and stuff.
That was a song I played every single event,
whether it was Black, white, Asian, everybody knew that song. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody knew that song.
Yeah.
So I feel like that right in the middle of the top 10 for a Black love song list you can't keep this particular song out of your top 10. You know, whether it's number one or whether it's number 10,
yeah,
it has to be in your top 10. Okay. And it just happens to be number six.
Okay.
You know, for me, okay. Number six. So
good stuff, man.
And with Jodeci, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, either it's, I'll put you like this. You know, Jodeci is probably one of my favorite R&B groups of all time, personally speaking.
Even though you didn't have them in the group.
Yeah, yeah,
the man. Male group top 10, yeah, but I ain't going to go there. Yeah.
But anyway. But they had to be an honorable mention, though, man.
I don't know. We have to go back to the tape. Yeah.
But yeah, come and talk to me, man. It's just one of those songs, man, to where it's like, if you're, let's say, for instance, you like feeling somebody and you don't really, and you haven't talked to them and you haven't had a chance to, you know, express your interest or something like that. This song will give you the confidence.
It's that alpha male, man. It's that alpha male. Come and talk to me.
Right.
Like, I really want to know you. Can I talk to you?
Right.
Like, it's right. It's very, it's very forward.
Man. Right.
And yeah, I agree with that. Which leads into my number five, which is a tie, but my first number five, talking about being very domineering in a sense.
Did you do your six?
I did my six, didn't I?
No, because I remember I'm going first.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, number six is a duo, Rick James and Tina Marie.
Okay.
Fire and Desire.
Yep.
That was made in 1981,
yep.
Ladies and gentlemen. Nice and I think
the great ones.
Yes, both of them. Two great singers. If I may put Tina in there, I know she's not black. But I think she has a pass.
Tina Marie blacker than a motherfucker. Yeah. I don't even fucking know what nobody say. She's transracial, goddamn.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
She gets a card. She gets a pass.
You cannot tell me Tina Marie is.
She invited
not,
to the cookout.
Was
right?
Not black as fuck. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
Hey,
let me tell you. If y'all leave me some comments talking shit about Tina Marie, I got time.
Come to blows.
Yeah,
I got your back on it. Then
right.
Yeah. But yeah, that song, Fire and Desire, I think. It's I like how it starts, and a lot of songs in that era are sort of like where the guy talks like he's crooning the woman, you know, hey baby, you know, and the real song doesn't start for like a minute and a half later, and that's like a 7-minute song or something. It's crazy, but two great singers, and I think the vocal
performances are crazy in that.
It's sick.
I mean, because you know the funny thing about it is, and not to cut you off, I apologize, but. Yeah. Rick James's vocal performance in that really, because he was really an underrated singer,
yeah,
and a musician overall. I mean, he was. I mean, you know, shout out Buffalo, New York, but that dude really had, he really had a voice that complemented her voice so well. It's like nobody else could have really done that song and made it. You know, made it sound, even if I had never heard that version,
right,
nobody else could have done that song and me like that song,
right?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's really it really, really fit.
That song was hits me at number six, man.
Okay, that's what it is. All right, man, my number five, and this is more of a recent you know, within the past few years, recent song, and it's Adorned by Miguel. That's
okay.
I just feel like the way that this song was written and his vocal performance really deserves a lot. And I think he got a bunch of awards off the song. I mean, it got hella radio play, man. You couldn't have your motherfucking radio on without this shit playing.
Refresh me. How's it go?
Man, I'm not gonna sing this shit, man.
I mean, just hum the shit, man. I ain't no singer either.
But I would do this for you, because I mean, I ain't gonna sing this shit, man. They'll be like, oh, this is our first and last podcast. I'm trying to keep the fans, bro.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, that's enough. No copyright violations here.
There we go. All right.
So that's how that particular song goes. And I really feel like that song was like maybe 2011, 2012.
Okay.
But nonetheless, it's a dope song. And the words, you know, just basically saying, you know, he's going to, you know, let, you know, let his lady wear his love like it's an adornment, like it's something to be worn fully. And that's deep when you think about this shit. It's like, it's kind of like, let my love envelop you and, you know, and wrap you up.
He's a good writer, man.
Yeah, he's a very good writer.
He's a good writer. And some of his lyrics remind me of Bilal.
Right, right.
Not to switch subjects, but yeah.
It sort of reminds me.
By the time he's on the next stanza, you think about the first one, like, oh, snap, okay, mm-hmm. what did he just say? It's sort of have you really thinking.
Right.
As he's trying to woo you out that dress, ladies.
Right, right.
Did you have a tie on that one? Or?
No. Okay. He's standing by himself.
Man. All right. Shout out to Miguel. All right. So my number five is a tie real quick. It's Teddy Pendergrass, Turn Off the Lights. I think, speaking of alpha male, he's telling you what to do. Turn them off, right? and what kills me, he'll go tough and then he'll go soft with you. Turn them off and light a candle. Like, you know, he'll go down with you. So, but Teddy, I think, was the
man, rest in peace to Teddy, too. Man.
Right,
damn.
Right. I mean, it's we dropping like
damn,
flies.
We got a lot of damn motherfuckers in this top 10, bro.
Right. But that song is really, I think, just tells you. Talking about putting in the mood, it definitely deserves a top five for me.
And y'all youngins out there that may be listening to the song, because even, you know what I'm realizing, man, I'm getting so fucking old now that you can be 35 and like be a youngin.
Yeah,
to me at this particular point. So it's like, if you haven't, and it's not necessarily, and I don't mean that as a slight, but it just means that culturally I'm probably light years ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if we have that demographic listening, you know, please don't take that as a diss, but take it as an opportunity to look at this playlist and learn some shit and, like, you know, up your culture for real, because these songs are like super duper timeless.
And the artists that come with them too.
Right, right. And yeah. I mean, they're really important to your culture, you know, and pass this shit along, man, for real. All right, man.
The second was Isley Brothers, Between the Sheets.
Man, I forgot about that one. But yeah.
That probably one of the most sampled
iconic
songs.
Yeah, iconic. Yeah. For those people that don't know, think of Biggie. To all the ladies in the place with Style and Grace.
Yeah.
The Lexi's lyrical.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Bush. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. But that song and the end of it really is like the crescendo for me. It's like, right. You know, how
that's when they had musical. How can I put it? It was like musical theater on wax, to where, you know, they wanted to say, okay, this is the part where we're actually going in between the sheets, per se.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, there's a lot of musical theater there. I mean, it's the songs from, you got to think, man, back in the day, you could put out an album and the shit only have 8 songs on it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But them songs would be 7,
back.
8,
yeah.
Yeah, be like 7, 8.
Man, nah, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I got some vinyl over here, man. You can look at this shit. It's like, man, this shit ain't had number 4 songs on it.
Right. And that'll be tight.
Yeah,
and it'll be long. And it's a lot. They put a lot into it as far as, you know, instrumentation. And but yeah, that rounds out my number 5.
Okay. That's what it is. All right, man. Number 4, I got a tie. And
thought you ain't had many ties.
Well.
You got 3 now.
Well, no. I got. Remember I told you before we came, you know, before we went on that I was going to update it just a little bit.
There it is.
But yeah, number 4A, Distant Lover, Marvin Gaye.
Okay.
I mean, that's a timeless ass song, man. And the vocal performance.
Go ahead.
The vocal performance on it is ridiculous. You know, that song is probably pushing 50 years old now, maybe.
Dude, pushing, yeah.
Yeah, it's just gotta be pushing, but it's still time. Now, think about that shit, right? It's just the song is. Let me look it up.
I like the live version.
Yeah, the live version. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the studio version is okay, but.
Let me tell you right now, anything Marvin Gaye gets a thumbs up from me, period. Yeah. We'll have to do a top 10 like R&B artists of all time or something, but he would definitely
be
somewhere
there,
one or two for me. I'm just putting it
so
out
right now. This 1973.
Okay. That's a great year.
1973.
The best year ever.
So it's like I said, it's 47. 47 years old. 47 years old, dude. And we're talking about it in 2020 as being one of the greatest songs.
And once again, rest in peace, right?
Rest in peace.
Another one gone. But yeah, that was a great song.
The second one, I saw another rest in peace, is Do Me, Baby.
Okay.
By Prince.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what else you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the title.
And
that one's, that one's been copied a few times, I would think.
So,
yeah.
I mean, the song is,
And Prince, have you seen him in concert?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Matter of fact, the last time he came to Charlotte.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a VIP table down on the floor.
I'm sure you did, sir.
Yeah.
But my bad. You only do VIP
tables. I ain't trying to stunt on nobody, but you know what I'm saying?
Ladies and gentlemen, he only does VIP tables.
My bad.
You know.
My bad, player.
Didn't mean to ask you. But yes, I saw him three times, and he was actually my first concert.
Okay.
Controversy tour that me and some cousins went to when I was 8.
Yeah, when I was, he came to Chattanooga. Back when I was in junior high school, and I saw him then too.
Okay.
But let's see. That's it for my number four.
That's your four.
Yeah, that's
okay. My four is the same artist, but with two songs.
Okay.
Sade.
Okay.
Is It a Crime?
Yep.
In 1985. Is It a Crime That I Still Want You?
Mm-hmm.
And I Know You Still Want Me Too.
Right.
Please drop what you're doing after this podcast and just please look at the lyrics of that song. It is Sade is just really, she represents love to me. I mean, her all of her songs.
Right.
And you had her, I think, earlier in your list as well.
Mention. I had No Ordinary Love in my honorable mention.
Okay. And the other is Stronger Than Pride.
Which
came 3 years later. Love is Stronger Than Pride. It was the title of her album at the time, and it was the first song that kicked off a very, I think maybe her second best album out of her collection.
All right, man, number three. My number three is going to be Love's Holiday, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay.
And that's another song, man, that wasn't necessarily, and I'm going back to, you know, my DJ days, man, where you know, I'm at these events and everything. It wasn't a song that white folks really knew about that much, but all the black people knew about the song.
Okay.
You know, it's one of those songs where it's a timeless song. You know, if you haven't heard it, you need to go check it out.
I like that song, and I love the group. And I really forgot to mention, they should have been really mentioned in my honorable mentions. But definitely, you're right. That is a song that many have slept on.
Right, they've slept on.
Or what you said, black folks know about.
Yeah, black folks know about. But no,
that's a tight. That's a tight ass song.
Right.
I really forgot
it's
about that.
A tight ass song, brother.
So that's your number three.
Mm-hmm.
And my three, same artist, two songs. You mentioned her earlier, Minnie Riperton.
Okay.
Slept On. So Inside My Love.
Yep.
Which was for your A Tribe Called Quest fans who know Lyrics to Go, Tip really did a nice sample of her like soprano piece of that song. But that song, again, the lyrics, the music, we talking like 1975. And the second song was Baby, This Love I Have, which was, if, for those of you, once again, check the rhyme. It's the beat to Check the Rhyme from a Tribe Called Quest. It really if it comes on in the car on Pandora, I'm just sitting in the car in the garage before I go in the house. Mm-hmm. Either one of these songs as well. But right. Many is again, has left us. But I think her music, like the song that you mentioned earlier, Loving You, the more up-tempo song she had was, what was it? Back Down Memory Lane. Mm-hmm. Like, she had a really great, so I would just say from an artist standpoint as well, check out Minnie Riperton if you don't know her stuff. But those two songs fit my number three, Inside My Love and Baby, This Love I Have.
And speaking of sampling, I believe it was Jay Dilla that sampled Inside My Love too.
Yeah.
For that Busta song with Q-Tip and Busta, Can't Hold a Torch.
Dude.
He took that soprano at the end and he looped it and then built the whole song around that. So, man, dude. Yeah. So for you hip hop heads out there that, you know, you can't sneak no samples past me, man. But yeah, check that song out. I'm pretty sure it has Inside My Love sampled on it, but, and just flows all the way through the song, that high ass soprano.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, only Dilla would take that and flip it like that, though.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's nobody else.
He was a genius.
Nobody else would even go there. So, but nonetheless, man, we're gonna keep it moving. Damn, RIP to Dilla. Shit. Damn.
Dropping.
So it's hard to believe, man. He's been dead as long as he's been dead.
It's been like 8-9 years or something.
He died in 2006, I think.
2006.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 2006.
Yeah, I think you might be right on that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy, bro. Because he went number like 32, maybe. Yeah. Crazy, bro.
It's crazy, man.
It's crazy. All right, man. Number two. Two 90s songs, man, from two of my favorite groups, man. One is Breaking My Heart.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Make Condition. What can you say about Make Condition that we haven't talked about before as one of our, because you know they were both on our top 10.
I thought about that song literally the other day and I was like, I gotta put that somewhere. Yeah,
I could have put that on either that or So Fine. I could have put So Fine on that joint.
So Fine ain't got Breaking My Heart though.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't, but I'm just saying, I mean, it's a good ass song.
I forgot about, okay, yeah, that.
So, And the next one is a album cut off Jodeci's first album, man, that people probably like, but since it didn't get a lot of radio play, a lot of folks have slept on it too. Is I'm Still Waiting.
Oh yeah,
I'm Still Waiting by Jodeci. This song is, it just does something to me when I hear
that the first half of Jodeci's first album. All of them, honestly,
right.
could be somewhat Stay, Forever My Lady. Yeah. I mean, you know, I agree. I mean,
so I got two.
It's hard. You can't really argue.
I got two songs off of that album in my top 10.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's tight, man.
So those are my 2A and 2B. You flip them around. You know, I don't love one more than the other. So, but they're still number two.
Okay.
All right,
my number two is Marvin Gaye. I Want You.
Oh man, I forgot about that one. Yes, that is a dope song.
I Want You, which is a self-entitled album.
Mm-hmm.
I Want You. Right now, I'm telling you, that is from top to bottom, the best love album of all time. So if we have that show ever in the future, that's my number one album for love. Is Marvin Gaye, I Want You.
Okay.
Any song on there, really, After the Dance, Since I Had You, Come Live With Me, Angel. But the second one I want to really tie is Soon I'll Be Loving You Again. And how it comes in with some drums, like a little djembe drumming. And again, the lyrics. And of course, if you don't know Marvin Gaye and hadn't really listened to him, his harmonies are just sick. I mean, they're just impeccable. You know, it's a lot of artists that have claimed to maybe try to sound like them or try to emulate them. You know, just he's timeless. But nonetheless, those two songs make my top two. I've always liked them. It's not something I had to listen back to. I've always liked them because my dad sort of drilled this album. I always heard this album.
Mm-hmm.
It's for those of you also, the picture that comes on at the end of Good Times, which was by an artist named Ernie Barnes, is his cover of his album. It's called The Sugar Shack is the name of the painting. But
right,
just a little FYI for Black culture, for Black art. But that's the album that I'm talking about. But those are my two songs. Marvin Gaye, again, rest in peace. I knew it had to be in my top three as I thought about it.
Yeah. I mean, that album is dope, man. I'm looking at the track list right now and it's, yeah.
In YouTube and just sit back and listen to this whole album.
And a lot of the stuff people don't know because they know I love, you know, I mean, they know I Want You. They know that song. Yeah. And they figured that's it. But I mean, they got After the Dance on it. Since the Hatch, man, yeah. Yeah, definitely. All right, brother, we're going to go ahead and move to my number one. My number one song, man, and it wasn't even, I'm going to be honest with you. There's a lot of love songs that I really, 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 really like. I mean, a lot that I really like.
Yeah.
But this, you know, and I have some glaring omissions. First of all, before I get to number one, there are some glaring omissions that I still have and hold dear to me as far as my musical taste, you know, goes. And I'm just going to shout some people out, man. I mean, you know, D'Angelo, I don't have any D'Angelo songs on my list.
Yep.
I don't have any Maxwell songs on my list. I don't have any Music Soul Child songs on my list. But they could easily be there.
Easily.
They could easily be there. But when I had to really break it down to how shit really hit me, how it really hit me, then, you know, I mean, what you see in my top 10 is more of a visceral response to how the songs make me feel, with the exception of number 7, Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You. That's mm-hmm. not really a visceral song, but I just felt like that it deserved to be recognized because of the significant accomplishments that song had.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, you know, Boys to Men is, I mean, they're really talented and they're cultural staples, you know, in Black music. So, you know, I definitely wanted to give them the due on that. But the rest of these, man, they cause, you know, some type of reaction. Maybe not the Al Green songs as much, but most of these have a real impact on me one way or the other. So with that being said, my number one song is, and this shit wasn't even close, bro. It's For You by Kenny Lattimore.
Okay.
This shit ain't even close. Okay. I mean, that's just like, you listen to the words of the song, man, it's everything that a love song should be. And that's all I'm going to say, bro. Y'all need to Spotify this shit. Google it, Alexa it, or whatever the fuck you do.
As a, and Kenny Lattimore was really a slip-on artist as right. well. I mean, you know, he was married to another great singer, Shante Moore at the time. Yeah. As a DJ who did weddings and wedding receptions or what have you,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you played that song a lot.
Man, that was
probably the most
was the first. Yeah, it was a first dance song more times than I can count. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or either like if I was doing ceremony music or something, you know, some people would like to, you know, walk down the aisle to that or whatnot. So
yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's like I said, it wasn't even really close, bro. I mean, if when we talked about the show, that was the first song that came to my mind.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Wasn't even close.
All right. Good. All right. So, Kenny Lattimore, For You, mm-hmm. Fresh is number one. My number one, to me, is the probably the best voice since I've been living that I've heard is from Luther Vandross.
Yeah, I have any Luther, man.
I know.
None of his songs really hit me like that.
It hit me.
Which, well, you know what? The one that I did like, and this may be the one that you put on there, but the one that I like is a duet with him and Sheryl Lynn. But
that's one. It's a tie.
If This Were Mine.
If This Were Mine. Mm-hmm. the lyrics and the duet, his voice is unmatched. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, it's
from that standpoint, and
it's almost like you could have a show top 10 Luther Vandross songs.
Right, right.
I mean, that's mad respect and, you know, rest in peace to that song.
Another rest in peace. And you know, that song was originally made by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. That was originally from a Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell song from 1967. Just a little fact there. And the other song, Rand's
coming through with the cultural gems.
The other also has a previous tie. House is not a home.
Yeah, it's Burt Bacharach.
Burt
Bacharach.
That was actually Dionne Warwick. Dionne Warwick did it in 1964. But I think those two songs resonate. When I think of love songs, I knew that was number one. How you knew Kenny Lattimore, that was your number one. I knew that it was either those two songs that the first came to mind when I heard of, you know, talked about the topic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's any singer that could really carry songs like he did. And it doesn't mean that the best singer had to have the best love song or whatever. It wasn't part of my criteria, but it just sort of worked out that way when I think of love song based on my criteria. If I hear it, I'm like, man, this song is so tight. I just have to sit and listen to this song. And this dude who really brought a lot of women to their to the attention of all of his music.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my number one, brother.
Okay. For the record, Burt Bacharach wrote the song and released it the year after Dionne Warwick made it.
Oh, okay.
So Dionne Warwick made it in 64. Okay. Burt Bacharach made it in 65. But I was right about the genesis of the song.
But I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know about.
I'm a music history savant, bruh.
Yeah, so
I said.
I will yield to you, sir, on that fact. But yes, that rounds out, I guess, our top 10 for that.
That's what it is, man. Hey, I want to let everybody know that in addition to Apple Podcasts, the podcast is now available on Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, CastBox, Podbean, and many other outlets that I don't even know about, man. I'm getting stats from all kind of apps. I mean, it's like the RSS feed gets shared and stuff, man. So however you can get it, we want you to get it. You can also connect with us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at ICBW Podcast. That's ICBW Podcast. Be sure to like, comment, follow, subscribe, and all the good stuff, man. You can also check out our website that is going to be going through an update. Man, I've been saying this shit for damn near 2 years, man, but a revamped merchandise store is going to be coming, and I got to redo the whole thing for it to make it a little bit easier for people to get their stuff. We also got some mugs coming, man, with our faces on it and shit. It's going to be dope, man. It's going to be dope. So get it how you live. We'll be in a bus to go ahead and buy 30 or 40 of them joints. Let us know how much you love the show, man. So we appreciate you. And be on the lookout, man, for a lot of different things that we're going to be doing, man. We mentioned before, 2020, man, is going to be it's going to be a good year for the show, man, because we're going to go mobile. We're going to go out here and meet with these black businesses. And, we're going to do some podcasts from some black businesses in our local area. And as far as we can comfortably, travel to do this thing, man. So we're going to try to really have a show with a purpose and not just a bunch of clown shit going on. Because that's not
true.
We grown ass men, man. So we don't do shit like that. So, but nonetheless, man, we appreciate y'all tuning in today. Love on the person that you're in love with, man. Or what's the song? If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with.
Yep.
So, man, but for real, man, shout out to everybody who has somebody that they can go put their arms around and love on. Black love is a beautiful thing, man, and that's what we want to see.
Beautiful, man.
Yep. So go out there, fellas. Go out there and make it rain love on your women, man. That's what it is, and black women do the same, man.
Be good, be safe, and behave, brother.
And we out.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. About it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. It's fresh and red, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest of new and occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture, and we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man as a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass just decides to fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say, and since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect, make sure that you come correct, and you should probably hurry, it gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect, make sure that you come correct, and you should hurry up, it might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.